In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Gold, a fallen BBC journalist interviewing the heretics and rebels brave enough to speak out against mainstream narratives. Here's Coleman Hughes, John Ronson, and the Trigonometry podcast guys bringing controversy to the fore.
How'd you feel if a person of a different race moved in next door?
I spent a while with a politically correct faction of the Ku Klux Klan.
The system punishes people for wrongthink. It's heartbreaking.
Here's My Unorthodox Life Netflix star Julia Hart on getting out of a Hasidic Jewish cult.
Why can't I be okay with being silent and subservient? Everyone else is.
And biologist Richard Dawkins on trans activism.
It's perfectly legitimate to say, I am a man, but I feel feminine. But to then say, therefore I am a woman, is just a betrayal of language.
Now it's your turn. Rebel against the mainstream and find a home in this sensible alternative space by subscribing to Heretics Podcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be buried in an avalanche?
Weird foreign feeling of despair.
Or how it feels to crash a skydive?
I remember hearing a thud, feeling my body hit the ground.
Or how you would react if you were being attacked by an alligator?
At the end of my leg is this huge alligator head on my leg.
These are the stories you'll hear on the podcast called What Was That Like? True stories told by the actual person who went through it. You'll hear from a victim of an attack.
Dragging me into the bathroom and saying, I'm going to kill you, now you're going to die.
You'll hear from a man who discovered a baby.
How could this be? How could there be a baby on the ground?
And you'll hear actual 911 calls.
Plinky County 911. There's a man at my back door. He's trying to get in.
What Was That Like is a podcast about real people in unreal situations. Search for What Was That Like on any podcast app or at whatwasthatlike.com.
Hello, my name is North, and welcome to the very first episode of the podcast of Buds and Bros Sports Show.
And I'm Zachary. Today we'll be going through the Toronto Maple Leafs trades throughout the decade.
Okay, so today we're talking about Leafs throughout the decade. Since it's year end, today the date is December 28th, so 3 days until the end of the decade. 2020 is a big year for everyone. So we just thought we'd recap the Leafs throughout the decade. So we're just going through trades, big trades and terrible trades, good trades the Leafs have made throughout the decade. So we're starting from the beginning of the decade. So 20, why are you rubbing my back, weirdo? 2010. We're starting from 2010 to 2019. So most recent trade we made was, do you know what it was? Do you remember?
No.
Ah, the David Clarkson Garrett Sparks trade. That was the most recent one. Anyways, we're not there yet. So first trade the Leafs made was for the absolute beautiful pylon of double Dion Phaneuf. Oh boy. That was 2010. That was a while ago. And we traded Matt Stajan. I'm caught in the hockey video games today. You remember in the hockey video games they used to say Matt Stajan instead of Stajan?
You say like
Spezza, not Spezza. You say
We just got NHL 2K5. Absolute goated game. And they say Spezza instead of Spezza. Yeah. Absolute yoke. So they traded Dion Phaneuf. The Calgary Flames traded Dion Phaneuf and Frederick Shorstrom for Keith Olaihu, Nicholas Hagman, Jamal Myers, Matt Stajonen, White. That was a pretty good trade. I think value would be on Flames' side on this one. Because, like, Dion Phaneuf was okay. Definitely wasn't supposed to be named captain. Like, captain was, like, that's, like, high tier, right?
It was even the GM at this point. It wasn't Dubas, right?
No, it was... Was it Lamoriello?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, so moving up in the year, we have March 3rd, 2010. So this is a few months later. Leafs made a trade with Arizona. I think then Phoenix it was. Hello, Zach. I'm riding my leg over there.
I'm riding that one.
We traded for the Phoenix Coyotes. We traded Lee Stepniak for Matt Jones and a fourth-round pick, actually, who ended up being the pick that drafted Philip Grubauer. I don't know where that pick went later on, but, you know, that's a pretty good pick. Moving up in the year. Want to announce this one? I know you love this one. Well, that's highlighted.
Okay, so, okay, here we go. So, February 9th, 2011, we have the Leafs acquired Jake Gardner, Joffrey Leupold, a 2013 conditional fourth-round pick, and we gave up
François Boucherman.
Oh, wow, that's actually pretty good, besides Jake Gardner.
I don't remember François Boucherman. I don't remember him. I was... What were we, 6 at this time?
Yeah, well, yeah, 2012. Okay.
I remember Joffrey Leupold and Jake Gardner very well. François Boucherman, I don't know who the heck that was. Maybe like a fourth liner.
Yeah, I never
Maybe
liked,
Jake Gardner was in the minors. You loved Joffrey Leupold at one point.
Yeah, I did.
You adored him.
It's because he had curly hair like me, but...
Yeah.
And then Jake Gardner, no thank you, bonehead.
Yeah, no, he's now on Carolina. He's actually pretty good on Carolina. That whacked game, Carolina, we scored 8 goals.
I know.
That was when, I think, 2002, I think they said. Was it 2002? I think that's what they said. Yeah, so that was a meh trade. I mean, Jake Gardner, he was okay. I don't really like the dump and trace thing that he did. He was very offensive, and I didn't like that about him. Yeah, he was okay. Here is where me and Zach love this trade. We had a player in 2012. His name was Luke Shen. He was a big D-man, like... Was he a D-man?
I don't even know. I don't remember.
I think he was a D-man. Big D-man. Drafted first round. He was supposed to be really good for us, and he didn't turn out. So we flipped him to the Philadelphia Flyers for the beauty, James Van Riemsdyk. He was amazing. I loved him in front of the net.
Yeah,
he was really good.
Yeah, one time he got like 42 goals. He was doing great, and he was like a John Tavares. He stayed in front of the net, tipped in.
Before we had John Tavares.
We had John Tavares, obviously, yeah.
Okay, moving on. This is a kind of a meme one, because, oh boys, you guys remember Jonathan Bernier. Came from LA in 2013. You know, this trade was pretty meh. I just liked this trade because it had Jonathan Bernier in it, and he was on the Leafs, like, forever. So there was nothing really to do on it. Like, he's acquired Ben Scrivens and Matt Fratton.
Yeah, so one thing I don't like, I'm kind of confused about all these, is that we're giving up, we didn't really know that these players would be bad. Like, for instance, like Jonathan Bernier, he was good on LA, and then
he was okay on LA.
Then we decided to give up one, two, three players. Well, 2014 or 2015 second round draft, and then we gave up cash.
How much cash we gave up? Maybe that means we were retained some of the salary.
From one player, it's Jonathan Bernier. And, he was not good. I remember, when I used to watch, the first 10
James
seconds.
Reimer.
Oh, good Lord. He was really good, and then he had a concussion, and he sucked. Anyway.
So, in 2014, this wasn't a bad trade, you know? It was with St. Louis. St. Louis was pretty okay at the time. St. Louis has missed less than 10 playoff games. Did you know that? They've missed less than 10 playoff games. And I think they joined in 1967 in the main expansion draft. But... they have missed less than 10. Less than 10. Voice crack. But, that's crazy. The Leafs the Leafs, I think, have been, like, better than St. Louis for, like, a long period of time. Like, they've been pretty meh. But, like, they missed less than 10. I think they've only missed it 9 times the playoffs.
Well, if you look here, the Leafs also missed around, missed, like, 7, 8, 9, maybe. So the Leafs have missed around, how many did LA miss? They missed, you said 10, correct?
No. St. Louis. We're on St. Louis now.
So St. Louis hasn't
made the playoffs. They've only missed 9.
Missed the playoffs 9 times. Was that in a row, or was it just...
No, like, I don't know if that was in a row, but they've been around since 1967.
Oh. Okay, well, the Leafs here, they missed, we're kind of skipping we're talking about the trades here, but I'm just going to skip over to this one thing that I found interesting. So St. Louis has missed 10 playoffs. We don't know if it's in a row or not, but the Leafs have missed the 2006 season playoffs, 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, they made it to they lost the first round, and then they missed 14, 15, 16. For all the playoffs. Well, okay, so they missed playoffs 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then they made 13, 14,
I know this
16.
Is a recap only from the decade, but we sucked for, like, the longest time.
Like, from 2006 to 2012, then we made the first round, lost. Then 2014, 15, 16, we didn't make the playoffs.
We sucked for, like, the longest time. The Leafs were just terrible. Thanks for that. And then the Leafs made an interesting trade with the Columbus Blue Jackets, John Tortorella Torts, right? We traded David Clarkson, who was supposed to wear the C for the Leafs. He was supposed to put up big numbers, and he got injured, and he never played the same. And then, you know, we traded him to Columbus Blue Jackets for Nathan Horton. Kind of the same story. I don't think he was supposed to wear the C, but, like, He was supposed to put up big numbers. Like, he was supposed to be pretty good. And he went and...
Well, Nathan Horton was a bit of a duster, though. He didn't wear a visor or anything.
Why do you... Okay. Next. David Clarkson was a meh player. We actually have him now. He's on long-term injured reserve. Yeah, we're getting into this trade back really quick. Hold on. So, in 2015, the Leafs made a trade for Zach Hyman. I love Zach Hyman. He's the only gritty player the Leafs have right now. Like, he's pretty good. We actually traded him. We actually got him from Florida for Greg McKegg. What a great name, Greg McKegg. That's like a butter name, like Sandis Ozilinch. Like, just say that name, Zach. Just Sandis Ozilinch. Like, what a buttery name, Greg McGreg. Beautiful name. And then we got Zach Hyman and a 7th. So 2017 7th round pick. It's pretty good, actually. It's not bad. I think we won that trade. Zach comes on the first line now. 9 goals. He's doing pretty good. I missed the trade over here. Whoops, I moved too fast. We had... This is where we got Phil the Thrill, baby. Hot Dog Burger Boy. Let's go. Hot Dog Burger Boy. This is a pretty good trade, I think. So, we had Phil Kessel from a while back, 2012, I think. Or, no, 2009 we got him. We're not talking about 2009. This is a decade review. When was the beginning of the decade, Zach?
2010.
There you go. We're not talking about 2009. We don't talk about that terrible trade. Anyways, Phil Kessel, you know, had some locker room problems. This is where we decided to trade him in 2015, right? Tyler Biggs was also, he was a first-round pick as well. He also went back in this trade. Okay, so we had Phil Kessel. The Leafs traded Phil Kessel, Tim Erickson, Tyler Biggs, and a conditional 2016 second-round pick, sorry. And we got Kasperi Kapanen, who, pretty good player, pretty fast. I like him. A lot of people think we should trade him. I don't think so. I think when Janssen's healthy, he's just as good as Kapanen. Maybe even a little bit better. But I don't like Janssen. Kapanen's fast, and I think that he can... I think Kapanen can excel more. You know, I think Kapanen... He's got that, like, NHL 20, like, medium elite potential. And, you know, like, Janssen's got that, like, medium top 6. You know what I mean? All of you NHL people would know that. Anyways, yeah, so that wasn't a bad pick. And that wasn't a bad trade. We also got Scott Harrington, Nick Spaulding, a first-round pick, and a 3rd. So I think we won that trade. But Phil Kessel definitely wasn't... He was okay for us. He was not bad. Oh, I missed another trade. I'm moving along too fast. I want to get to this beautiful one over here, but we're missing one here. So this time, the Leafs still had Dion Phaneuf. This is in 2016, right? We actually had Dion Phaneuf. He was still captain in 2016, believe it or not. We traded him to Ottawa again. He was drafted from Calgary. He drafted by Calgary, right?
Yeah, he drafted from Calgary, yeah.
And, you know, he was okay on Calgary. He came back to the Leafs. He was doing okay. He was a big guy. What was he, like 6'3", maybe? I think so. He had a big slap shot, nice. But, you know, we traded him back to Ottawa. Or not back. I don't think he came from Ottawa, but... traded him to Ottawa for Alan Greening and Tobias Lindberg and a second-round pick. That's really all that's worth mentioning in this trade. And we traded a lot. We traded Dion Phaneuf, Matt Fratton, Cassie Bailey, Ryan Rupert, and Cody Donghi. I think that's more quantity over quality. Like, Dion Phaneuf was okay, but he was like 30 at this time, so he wasn't that good. Okay, moving on. This is where the Leafs made some pretty meh trades. We actually had Roman Polak. So we had Roman Polak still in 2016. We traded him to the Sharks for Rafi Torres. That's really all that's worth mentioning in this trade. Like, no one was that good. I don't know. I liked Roman Polak. He's a big man. I think we should have kept him, I think. Now, this is where Zachary starts to love this. Do you want to announce this one?
Yeah, so we acquired the beauty, the absolute G, Frederik Andersen, and then we gave up a first-round pick and a second-round pick to the Ducks.
Frederik Andersen's the backbone of the team. Like,
yeah, if we didn't have him, we'd be down in the bottom of the league. And with the defense we have, it's kind of embarrassing. But the guy stands on his head half the time, and you know, he hasn't had a bad game in a while though. But it's just
With that Carolina Hurricanes game, like, the goaltending was not there.
No, that wasn't his fault. Okay,
you and 6 goals.
Yeah,
because none of those 6 goals are his fault.
Yeah, none of them were because it's the defense. They give. Did you see the highlights on the turnovers? Have you seen the highlights? Like, the turnovers were embarrassing.
We had lots of turnovers, but I think we let in three. We got three unanswered. Like, it was Spetsa Mikheyev, Tom Tavares in the 3 minutes into the first period.
Yeah, but like, one of the turnovers were like, it was Riley, he's not on the team anymore.
Blaming Gardner even when he's not on the team. Exactly. When in doubt, just blame Gardner.
Yeah.
Moving on. Frederik Andersen, absolute beauty.
Best goalie in the league.
No, he's not.
Hands down.
Tuukka Rask's pretty good, but
we got Burke and the guy says that
Ryan Burke.
That guy's an absolute Elliot squid. He's a nerd. Burke,
please, I still want you on the show.
No, Burke is the, like, he's so annoying. He, like, when I just can't look at him. Like, I just can't. He annoys me greatly because he always has that, like, smug face. He's just sitting down with his, like, slicked back white hair. And he just has, you know, straight chai.
Boomer.
And, oh, my God.
Okay, we should move on from this Frederik Andersen thing.
No. I gotta keep going. So, and then he always has to, like, bring down the team. And he thinks Markstrom from the Canucks is the best goalie in the league.
Well, he's doing pretty good, considering what they have. Like, they don't have a lot of defense. Like, Tanev's not on them anymore.
Yeah,
but they don't have a good, solid decor. Like, they still have Louis Eriksson locked, like, up for, like, 3 more years at $6 million. He scored 3 goals last year. Like, man, that was just terrible. I remember listening to the Spittin' Chicklets podcast, right? Absolutely, that was a great name. I wish you could steal that, but we can't. I remember listening to the podcast, and this is when Louis Eriksson was still on the, Bruins, and before he was traded or when he signed with Vancouver or something like that, he said, when he's playing with the big guys, he can put up 30 goals, Louis Eriksson. He's a good player. This is in 26, this is like, I can't remember now, but it was a few years ago. The first episode was Spittin' Chicklets, and I was just like, I was listening to it back, and I was laughing because Louis Eriksson put up like 6 goals last year. Okay, moving on. This is 2017, getting a little bit more recent here. Leafs got Brian Boyle, from Tampa for Byron Frost and a second-round pick. Do I think Brian Boyle's worth that much? Not really. I think size for him is a big, what is the word?
A tribute.
Yeah, I'm deaf. I'm deaf in one ear, Zach. Okay, I can't hear nothing. Okay? Big attribute. Is that the right word? I don't know. But anyways, Brian Boyle's a big man, like 6'4". Wish we still had him. Big man. He's on New Jersey, I think. No, he's on Nashville now with.
You know what's not looking too bad right now? Matt Martin.
Hold on.
That would not be too bad right now.
Here's the trade. I'm going to read the trade.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Matt Martin, we got from the Islanders for Eamon McAdam. 1-for-1 trade. You're putting a necklace on. 1-for-1 trade. I think that was pretty good. Matt Martin, pretty good player. And you know what? I take that back. He was terrible. That man could not skate, but man, could he fight. That was one of those players we needed.
When we need like that big kind of left winger or right winger.
Brian
Boyle. That kind of gets in the corner there.
Brian Boyle and Matt Martin. Those are the two players we need. Okay?
Type of player.
Now, this is where we started getting trade frenzy, okay? Boy, am I mad at this one. Michael Hutchinson, we traded for in December 29th, 2018. His anniversary is coming up tomorrow, 1 year on the Leafs. Dang it. That's a dang it. Okay. Michael Hutchinson, we got from the Panthers for a 2020 fifth round pick. I don't think he's worth a fifth round pick. Even though fifth round picks, you can get some gems in there, diamond in the roughs. Is he worth a fifth round pick? Absolutely not. A sixth? Yes, he's worth a sixth. But heck no, not a fifth. Michael Hutchinson, he's been pretty meh. He won last night. He has two wins in a row. But that's when the Leafs are playing basically on the top of their game. Like, we've been playing pretty good. We've won six in a row. Right? We've had Michael Hutchinson in net for two of those six. We've had Michael Hutchinson in net for two of those six. And he's won two in a row. That's not bad, but he can definitely do better. I think someone on TSN said it best. I'll try to remember their name and I'll put it in the description of the podcast. But he said it best. He's too good for the AHL and he's not good enough for the NHL. There needs to be a league in between. Half the NHL would be going to that league because there's some people that don't deserve a lot of money but are getting it. Milan Lucic. Anyways. 2019, we got Jake Muzzin. I know, I'm funny, eh? This is a good episode. Hey, Zach, you laughing? You laughing over there? You laughing? He's looking at me with a stupid face. He loves me. Okay. We got on January 28th, 2019, this is one of the best trades I think Dubas made through these couple years. I don't remember when he became GM, but I think it was around like 2016 when he drafted Matthews. But he's made some pretty bad trades and some pretty good trades. This is one of the better ones, I think. Yeah, Jake Muzzin from LA for Carl Grundstrom, Shane Dursey, and a first round pick. Like, those are some prospects, but they're like decent prospects. Like, Carl Grundstrom's not bad, but a first round pick. Do you think he's worth a first round pick and two prospects, Jake Muzzin?
No.
No? Was he worth, like, a second?
I don't think he's really worth any draft picks. Okay, how long has he been in the league for? Like, five, six seasons?
I don't know. He's been more than that.
He was a mediocre defenseman on LA.
He's not bad. I mean, he was injured out of his shadows, but he wasn't bad. Like, he's pretty good on the Leafs.
Well, I don't know about that. He's not the best in the Leafs because our defense is still completely and utterly, like, just fakakta. Okay. Like,
we need to pick things up here. We got four more trades to go through here. So, we had Patrick Marleau still, right? Not anymore. We trade him to Carolina for a first-round pick and a seventh-round pick. So, and we got a sixth from that? Like, Marleau wasn't under contract anymore. We just traded his rights. But he's not worth a first-round pick. The man's a dinosaur. He's been playing with Joe Thornton since 1997 during the same draft. Joe Thornton went first, Marleau went second. You can't give up a first round pick for Patrick Marleau and only get a sixth back.
And boys, you already know who's better here, buddy.
What do you mean, who's better?
Marleau. Like, it's got more goals than Thornton, obviously.
But we're not talking about Joe Thornton. I'm just talking about he's been playing with Joe Thornton.
Yeah, I know.
Joe Thornton's
terrible.
Yeah, no, he's okay. I like Joe Thornton. My second favorite team is San Jose Sharks. But anyways, okay. Three more trades. This is my favorite trade that Kyle Dubas made. It was a big trade. Leafs get Tyson Barrie, absolute wagon, Alexander Kerfoot, and a 2020 sixth round pick for Kadri, Callie Rosen, and a 2020 third round pick. That was a good trade, I think. I think Dubas did really good on that one. But a third round pick, I get very mad when GMs trade picks, high draft lottery picks, for players that aren't worth that. I
believe that they keep trying to go for a playoff run when they don't. They're collapsing every single time. They're the reason why they're wasting draft picks and they're wasting all this money and all this stuff, because they think they're going to get a playoff run and they think they're going to go for the cup, but they're not even ready for a playoff round because they don't have the defensemen. They don't have the grit players, because the playoffs is a whole different game. Like Boston, they're the perfect playoff team.
Jake DeBrusk. Nola Charlie's place with Florida. Yeah,
they have players
Jake
that can DeBrusk, turn instantly
Matt
into a playoff
Grizzlick,
team.
Charlie McAvoy, Zdeno Chara, Patrice Bergeron's a big man. He can put up goals and he's a big man. Boston's an amazing team. The Leafs aren't going to get by them without grit.
Yeah, and especially
I think that was a good addition by Kyle Dubas.
Players like by Martin. What we should have done, we should have kept Matt Martin. If we should get a player like Matt Martin or like that big player that went to Washington, I think.
I think the reason why we traded Matt Martin was because I think he was asking too much for his next contract. Anyways.
Okay, you're going to complain about Matt Martin asking for too much when you have Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner asking
those
for
are superstars.
Dollars. Yeah, but Mitch Marner was not worth it.
$10.95 million.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
Anyways.
Not worth it. Especially William Nylander,
too. Next two trades here. This is a good trade, I think. We definitely dumped a lot of cap on this. I didn't. It's right here. The Ottawa Senators get Nikita Zaitsev, Connor Brown, and Michael Carone, and the Leafs get Cody Ceci, Ben Harper, Aaron Lechick, and a third-round pick. For once, the Leafs get a good pick out of this. Do I think Zaitsev and Connor Brown are worth a third-round pick? No. But we got it. I'm not complaining. The reason why we dumped Zaitsev, the reason why we put Zaitsev on Ottawa was because Ottawa had a lot of cap space, and Zaitsev had the terrible contract. He was on a 7-year contract, and we go and trade him. Good cap dump, but then CeCe was a free agent, right? They just traded his rights over.
I think that.
And we go and sign CeCe to a $4.5 million deal for 1 year, basically the same contract Nikita Zaitsev was on. But for 1 year, like that's crazy.
As we all know, the Ottawa Senators are basically a cheap version of the Toronto Maple Leafs because they have Ron Hainsey and Nikita Zaitsev,
Tyler Ennis, Ron Hainsey,
and
the Leafs' old assistant coach. Okay, last
Tyler
trade.
Tyler Ennis, we should have kept him. He was so good.
He's asking way too much. He's asking like $3 million. Last trade here. This was a pretty good one, I think. I'm just kidding. It was a terrible trade. No one got anything except the Leafs. We traded to Vegas, Garrett Sparks, because he was supposed to be really good for the Leafs. He was supposed to do amazing, but he came up and I think he lost every single one of his games. He was a terrible backup. So we traded him to Vegas for, you guessed it, David Clarkson. He wasn't coming back. Everyone thought, oh, he's going to come back. We're going to get David Clarkson back. No, he had a back injury. People underestimated that back injury. He won't be coming back. He's on long-term injury reserve. He's not coming back.
I remember David Clarkson. Was he good? Was he ever going
to
be good?
No. He was supposed to wear the C and stuff, but like he wasn't going to be that good. People overestimated him a lot. But the Leafs got from this trade a fourth-round pick. So we gave Garrett Sparks. We gave Garrett Sparks away. We traded him away. We shed like $700K on cap, and we gave away a terrible backup to Vegas. We needed a backup. They had Malcolm Subban and Marc-Andre Fleury. I think he was injured at the time. But we also got a fourth-round pick, so I think that was pretty good. Any notes? Anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
I think an honorable mention here is what happened on the 25th of February on 2019. Par Lindholm? Meh. Like we traded him to Vancouver, not Vancouver, Winnipeg, for Nick Batan, who I think is a pretty good center. His first goal mid slot, top shelf. He's not bad. Better than Par Lindholm. Par Lindholm was way too expensive. Okay, I think that wraps up the trades throughout the decade. We just went through most of the trades the Leafs have made from 2010 to 2019. Obviously, not all of them we went through. We didn't go through this stupid one here that the Leafs traded. The Leafs got Nick Baptist, and the Predators got future considerations. We didn't go through that one too much. But we went through all the major ones, I think. some honorable mentions, like some players I think should get more ice time. Right? I think that's it. I think we did a good job. Okay, thank you.
All right, and that's signing off now. As we all know, Zach Bogosian sucks, and we'll see you guys later.